5. Purple Route 1. The Purple Route is easy to follow and extends from Brasasco towards the hamlet of Rivoltella, crossing the Via Francigena and touching an old riverbed of Rio Cesia called Cesia Morta. The Via Francigena, mentioned for the first time in 876 AD, is known as the road that starts in Canterbury and goes to Rome, to the tomb of St. Peter. Since the 9th century, the road has been called Via Francigena, that is, the road coming from the Frankish kingdom. A millenary road, it was travelled over the centuries by merchants, kings, religious, and pilgrims who went to Rome and then continued to the Holy Land. At the hamlet of Rivoltella, you can find the information proposed by the iconographic panel of the Purple Itinerary. The itinerary is 7.7 kilometers, approximately 4.8 miles long, from the start of the square and back, with an estimated time of about 20 to 25 minutes by bike, and about an hour and 30 minutes on foot. We suggest you to pause the audio guide in order to follow the itinerary when you reach the various points described. From the square along Via Roma, you reach the traffic circle to follow the provincial road towards the hamlet of Rivoltella. After about 600 meters, approximately 0.37 miles, turn right at the bridge over the Gemara Asaquia to take the white road that leads you towards the cultivation of rice plots. The itinerary goes on flanking now the Cavo Scotti Canal that presents an endemic flora like the yellow iris and other interesting species that can be observed along the Asaquias in every season. The interesting presence of the avifauna, such as the ibis, the herons, and other particular species that populate the territory, can be observed in the cultivated landscape. If you move along the Scotti Canal, you reach the canal that discharges the Busca and Rizzo Beraga Asquias. At the end of the white road, turn right on the provincial road until you reach the hamlet of Rivoltella. At the junction of the provincial road, you can take a break to see the ancient building of the irrigation consortium for the distribution of the water flow towards the other canals of the territory, with the interesting sluice gates used to regulate the flow between a canal and the others for agricultural purposes. Once at the hamlet of Rivoltella, you arrive near the iconographic panel crossing the path of the Via Francigena. Near the hamlet, you can see some typical rural buildings. From the hamlet, you continue along the provincial road until the junction on the left to the Regione Sartirana and the Filosa Pool. After crossing the bridge, take the first accessible white road on the left. In summer, you can take a short detour from the itinerary to reach the Filosa Pools near River Cesia for a pleasant refreshment break. Moving up the Regione Sartirana, you can find the interesting old riverbed of River Cesia on your left, called Cesia Morta, dead Cesia, that often hosts a varied avifauna. Here it is worth taking a break for staring at the naturalistic surroundings before continuing the itinerary. The grey heron is, along with the egret, the most frequent heron. In fact, the great white heron, which is even more beautiful, can be seen in paddy fields mainly from late autumn to late winter and sometimes in spring. Another less common heron that occasionally shows up in the paddy fields is the blue heron. It is slightly smaller than the grey heron and is more shy. The cattle egret is smaller and a little bit newer here and is very common in paddy fields. Another infrequent heron is the little bittern. You may be lucky enough to see a female with her beak upwards to take advantage of her striped camouflage against a background of grasses or reeds. Now turn right along the canal of the discharger of the Busca and Rizzo Beraga Asaquias up to the state embankment. After turning left and crossing the bridge over the Busca and Rizzo Beraga Asaquias, follow the white road until the crossroads with the provincial road that leads to the starting point of the square, crossing the territory marked by rice cultivations and the fascinating natural beauty. Enjoy your way back.